sing to the Savior a song of praise. Come, let us worship the Lord. Trust in his might, walk in his sight. Come, let us worship the Lord. Read out his wonders and break his ways. Come, let us worship the Lord. Jesus shall reign.
Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, should Christians live on state welfare or state disability? Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series on the book of Revelation at the 5 o'clock service, teaching from Revelation chapter 18. There will be a congregational business meeting on Sunday, September 5th, directly following the morning worship service, and we encourage you to attend. That's 2 weeks from today. Also on September 5th at the 9:45 morning children's program, we will have the Bible study graduation, also known as Sunday school graduation. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 135, verse 3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 38, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
As the sun.
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 354, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 345, 'Tis the Blessed Hour of Prayer.
Remain standing for prayer. I just want to advise you very highly before prayer for our business meeting on September the 5th. We try to, with Terry Pereira, to schedule a visit to the Shadow Mountain building on September the 4th. We will announce you and email you if that's possible for the hours of 9 to 1 so that you can look into the building. The deacons have a study and have a proposal to purchase the building, but nobody has authority to do so except you. And so for us to send even an intention, already sent an intention to buy, and now we have to send a formal proposal to purchase the building, and we have great agreement between banks and so on. Don't want to have surprises that we purchase the building and some of you do not like it. I know that purchasing a building or making a building is always a division in the churches, and I know churches lose about 30 or 40% of their membership when they do so, because they do it with behind the doors. Nothing is behind the doors here. And please make the effort that on September the 5th, you are here, because I want to hear what you said, all right, in order to know. For me, it's either way. But I want your decision. The building is much better than this one and so on. It's be a transitional building, and this possibility to get rid of the two buildings that we have. But all of these going to be done on September the 5th. So please, I take this time to inform you. And I'm going to send a letter to you because I want every member to be informed. Nobody can say, oh, they don't tell me. No secrets in this church. Everything is out. And that's the best way, so that we know what the will of the Lord is. And maybe some of you will speak and say something that is very important to me, because you're a child of God, and whatever you said is very, very important to me. Now let's pray. Father, we come to you in the name of the only foundation that we have in our life as we study in Sunday school, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we thank you that he is the cornerstone. We thank you for the apostles, who are the foundation, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit who built the church upon this beauty of Jesus and the apostles. And so, Father, here we are opening the doors of this building to proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus and to enable the believers to know a little more about prayer this Sunday so that they can exercise their authority and their power in prayer, Lord. This is my intention, that after this month, we have gained a confidence that praying is not a routine, that prayer is not just something we do. A prayer is something that we must do in order to accomplish your goals. And now, Father, we pray for those who need your assistance, Mildred Plica and the heading on October for surgery, Maria Silva, which is doing much better on her knee, Henry and Tayan are flying tomorrow, 6 p.m. from the East Coast back home after their journey of fulfilling their dream of their life, that Henry's mother will find the Lord. And the confidence is that his mother has professed Christ, and now she is with him, and they had the internment yesterday, and they're at peace, and I know Henry is going to miss Mama. I know that because I miss mine. But, Lord, that's different when we have the hope that we're going to see again. Lord, we pray for Salvador Castillo, who had an injury at work, and he is here with us, but he was injured by an acid spell, and we pray that he will recover soon. We pray for Donald Brochure, Lord, that he be able to recover, and we will have good news about him as he was in the veteran hospital last Friday. And Father, we pray now for our missionaries, for Carol and Ruth Knott, for Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rode as they conclude their mission work in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Ferretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, and we pray for Dante as he is in the hospital in Lima, and they're going to do another biopsy, Father, and we pray that whatever they find, they can get into the place before radiation. For Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica, for the Sal Valley Pregnancy Care Center, for the Christian Athletic Association, and for Daniel and Miriam Lacey. And Lord, I pray for this meeting, final meeting with the association that Daniel will have this coming week. And so there will be things that he will get his money back, and that he will be able to leave the place in peace and in one accord. And I pray for Fred and Carol Lewis as they minister in the U.S. Center for world mission. Laura, in addition to our church services and care, we have a radio ministry, and we receive from Monday to Friday calls from people who are able to listen to our broadcast, and they have been enabled to grow in the Christian faith. We pray for the internet broadcast with thousands of people listening across the world. And we thank you, Lord, that these people are part of our extended church, and they participate with their offerings and their giving into our ministry so that we can carry on a large ministry and radio and internet. And Father, we are also grateful for your people, the out of sacrifice in this very difficult economy. They are still giving and providing for our church. And even though we are a little short of what we need, Father, we're still on the black and still doing well. And we thank you, Lord, for their provision, the people right here in Bethel who sacrificed themselves to give to the ministry and to empower this little church into the entire world. Lord, we have only one goal, that people may know you and that the Holy Spirit may enable us to live Christian life in the power of the Spirit. Now bless us, Lord, as we partake of the offering. Bless the giver and bless the offering. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Matthew. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1060. We will be reading Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 through 20. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 through 20. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, and that by your grace in accepting us in your beloved Son. We thank you for Pastor's teaching on prayer, and that we can be sure our prayers are being heard when we pray according to your word. We especially thank you for the weekly time set aside for prayer here, when we gather together and on the internet, that we may agree together when we come before you in Jesus' name. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. We ask that you bless his study of your word and enable him to bring the message you would have us hear today. Bless us listening here and on the radio and internet and CD, that we may live by every word that proceeds from your word in the scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?